All right, agenda item number eight. Discussion and possible action on integral agreement with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department for invasive species by David Collingsworth.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I'll be doing the next five or six agenda items, and I apologize up front for my cough drop. You'll enjoy my presentations a whole lot more if I keep it in. This is really a kind of a housekeeping issue. For the last few years, we've been providing money to a campaign that Texas Parks and Wildlife has had to fight the spread of zebra mussels. And the best way to for me to tell you what a zebra mussel is just think of a fire ant, and it's the fire ant in the water. And that's what they look like. A full-grown zebra mussel is about the size of your thumbnail. And they just go crazy, and they build on top of each other, and they have significant ecological impacts to reservoirs, but also, as you can see, they attach. And this one here at the bottom, that's actually zebra mussels that have built up in a pipeline. So you can understand in the water treatment and transportation business, zebra mussels are a very scary issue to deal with. They've been dealing with them on the Great Lakes for years. They're an exotic species that came from Europe. And right now they're in a handful of Texas reservoirs, and the only reservoir that there's been an actual confirmed infestation in the Brazos Basin right now is in Lake Belton. However, the way they have transported themselves from the Great Lakes down through Texas, it'll only be a matter of time until they're widespread throughout Texas. So we work with Parks and Wildlife and other river authorities in the city of Dallas and the city of Austin, and to try to make sure that Texas Parks and Wildlife has the funds that they need to do the PSAs and get signs out, and they give us maps, and they do an excellent job making sure that boaters aren't trying to inadvertently transport zebra mussels. So the whole purpose is, recently at a board meeting, you guys approved an interlocal agreement to allow the BRA and Parks and Wildlife to do some fish habitat stuff. We wanted to follow suit with that and have an interlocal agreement for this. It's more transparent, it's more auditable, and that way in years down the road we'll have more transparency in showing how we spent the money. So the purpose of this interlocal is to allow the GM CEO to execute an interlocal agreement with Parks and Wildlife. Any questions?
David, is that just a freshwater animal?
It is just a freshwater animal, and that's a good question. Early on, it was thought that it couldn't deal with salt water. However, the biologists are surprised that it's dealt with the salinities even in Lake Texoma. So it's also like a fire ant. As it moves, it's kind of evolving, and the species is evolving to be a little bit more tolerant of certain situations. Yes, sir.
Has there been any in PK?
There has been no positive test of zebra mussels in PK, Granberry, or Lake Limestone. However, because of the flow of traffic between Lake Texoma and Lake Possum Kingdom, that's one of our concerns in funding studies like this.
The zebra mussels, I mean, is it they just have communications and tell people to wash your boats, or what do they do?
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. They do commercials. There's numerous times a year I'll go out to Lake Waco to put my boat in, and they'll have volunteers out doing questionnaires telling you. Texas Parks and Wildlife also passed some regulations in Texas now. When you take your boat out, you have to drain and dry your boat. So it's a word-of-mouth educational campaign. There was one more question.
David, where are the real problem lakes in Texas with this?
The real problem lakes are Lake Texoma, and then some of the feeder creeks, I believe, into Lake Levan, which also gets water out of Lake Texoma. But Lake Texoma is the primary source. Yep.
Okay. Any more? Will you read the resolution, please, sir?
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to execute an interlocal agreement with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department to provide funding in an amount not to exceed $20,000 toward the public awareness campaign to fight the spread of invasive species in waters of the Brazos. And that $20,000, by the way, is over 2 years.
Okay. You've heard the resolution. Is motion to adopt. Bennis, Carolyn, read the resolution, please.
Did you read the resolution?
He read it already. Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bold?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Christensen. Oh, he's out.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilmore?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.